Support for this public radio podcast comes from Progressive, serving customers since 1937. Service and rate information available at progressive.com or from local independent agents.
I did call him while I was making my last, no, two records ago. And I was like, Bob, I have writer's block. I'm having a terrible time. And I said, I called you because I know that you suffered that for a while. And he's like, no. I'm like, oh.
A past phone call to Bob Dylan didn't quite get Sheryl Crow the encouragement she was looking for, but this time around, the inspiration flowed all on its own. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. With hit songs and platinum records behind her, Sheryl Crow could easily be put in a box, never to escape the pop star fame that's followed her from 1993's Tuesday Night Music Club to today. But recent events in her life, from fighting breast cancer to adopting her son Wyatt, have her more ready than ever to speak her mind, whatever the result in record sales. So making her sixth album, Detours, Sheryl took a more homegrown approach, and during a stop at FUV, she explained how the setting and an overdue reunion helped shape the sound and themes of the songs.
Well, the album was recorded in my house outside of Nashville in the country, so every window you looked out of, it was horses and cows and pastures, and we felt very removed from anything that even remotely resembled civilization, which was kind of a great and inspired atmosphere to work in. And my baby was 3 weeks old, so that definitely informed the way I not only approached writing, but gave me a sense of urgency about writing about things that really matter. You know, I look at the world, and it's much more personal for me now, and I see people disregarding the planet because I have this little guy who's going to inherit this big mess that we're leaving him. And then obviously the theme that runs throughout the album is the idea that we go on detours, whether it's a breast cancer diagnosis or a relationship that takes you far away from the person you know yourself to be, or whether it's a nation who's been led into a war that nobody believes in. But ultimately, all these detours demand that we come back and really reinvestigate who we are, who we thought we were going to be, and how we're going to change the course of our lives.
Freedom's etched on sacred pillars. Hollow stones, a mindless filler that lead to madman oil drillers. Won't be long before we all are killers. Little boy lost way up the mountains. Cities drowned in utter boiling fountains. I dreamed of chilly sunlit days. I was trembling in the golden haze.
So when it came time to write the songs, there's like a notebook at the kitchen table because you got a kid, you mm-hmm. got food, you got band guys
right.
in your house. Like,
mm-hmm.
how's all that come together?
The really fun thing, and I think one of the things that heavily influenced this record, was that Bill Betrayal, who was my first producer on the Tuesday Music Club record, came back and worked with me. I called him a couple months before starting to even write. We hadn't spoken really, not very much, for 14, 15 years. And since that time, I've been producing myself. And for some reason, I just felt like we had this wonderfully creative relationship. And perhaps now is the time to reinvestigate whether that still was alive and thriving. And when I called him, he said, I've been waiting for this call for years. So he came in, and that gave me this incredible safety net to write about things I wanted to write about, because he is as insanely committed to issues as I am, and then obviously having my son there, and yeah, it was a lot of sitting at the kitchen table and a lot of hanging out in the studio, and I felt like I could not write words fast enough, so it was great. I've never had that experience where I felt like it was just erupting.
She got a shack floating down the Pontchartrain.
Love is Free, live music from Sheryl Crow, recorded right here at FUV. To hear more from Sheryl Crow and many other artists, visit our online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.